Chapter 2. Long silences. Such voices as broke into them were anything but conversational. No. I haven't got the habit. Yet this discursiveness is not so irrelevant to the handful of pages which follow. They too have been charged with discursiveness, with disregard of chronological order which is in itself a crime, with unconventionality of form which is an impropriety. I was told severely that the public would view with displeasure the informal character of my recollections. Loss. I protested mildly. Old I begin with the sacramental words, I was born on such a date in such a place. The remoteness of the locality would have robbed the statement of all interest. I haven't lived through wonderful adventures to be related seriatim. I haven't known distinguished men on whom I could pass fatuous remarks. I haven't been mixed up with greater scandalous affairs. This is but a bit of psychological document, and even so, I haven't written it with a view to put forward any conclusion of my own. But my objector was not placated. These were good reasons for not writing at all, not a defense of what stood written already, he said. I admit that almost anything, anything in the world, would serve as a good reason for not writing at all. But since I have written them, all I want to say in their defense is that these memories put down without any regard for established conventions have not been thrown off without system and purpose. They have their hope and their aim. The hope that from the reading of these pages there may emerge at last the vision of a personality, the man behind the books so fundamentally dissimilar as, for instance, Almayer's Folly and the Secret Agent, and yet a coherent, justifiable personality both in its origin and in its action. This is the hope. The immediate aim, closely associated with the hope, is to give the record of personal memories, by presenting faithfully the feelings and sensations connected with the writing of my first book, and with my first contact with the sea. In the purposely mingled resonance of this double strain, a friend here and there will perhaps detect a subtle accord. J. C.C. K. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.